Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says he's rejecting further U.S. mediation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict following President Trump's decision last month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. American University Middle East scholar Russell Stone tells VOA Abbas's remarks were just rhetoric. Abbas also said Israel has effectively ended the 1994 Oslo Peace Accords. Stone now on what the accords were all about.
The Oslo Peace Accords were what created the Palestine Authority. So if indeed they were to be abrogated, the Abbas would have no legitimacy whatsoever. So again, this is rhetoric, but not really a move.
The Oslo Accords led to partial self-determination for the Palestinian people, along with the Palestine Liberation Organization's recognition of Israel. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital for a new demonstration, and in one district, police fired tear gas to disperse dozens of stone-throwing youths on the 7th anniversary of the ousting of former President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues. Protesters have been demonstrating almost times violently in Tunis and across the country. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, suspected militiamen gunmen killed four soldiers, hit-and-run attack on a military post in the country's restive central Kasai province. Fighting between the government and the militia over the past 18 months has left thousands dead and displaced more than 1 million. This is VOA News. Suicide bombers attacked Iraq's capital. That happened today, killing at least 16. Parablast happened in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. In addition to those killed, the Interior Ministry said the bombing wounded another 65 people. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Iranian government acknowledging 25 people have been killed during recent anti-government protests in the cities throughout the country. The protest erupted early, nearly 3 weeks ago, over economic issues, but grew into widespread unrest, condemning the Islamic regime as a whole with attacks on government and police buildings. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson joins foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada tomorrow. They'll be assessing further diplomatic options to counter North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. On the agenda in Vancouver, we'll be assessing further options for the international pressure campaign on North Korea. Brian Hook is the State Department's policy planning director.
The goal of the ministerial is to provide a practical mechanisms to exert continued pressure on the Kim regime while demonstrating that diplomatic options remain open and viable.
Officials are saying Washington is not pushing for a regime change in North Korea, but the U.S. is talking to China about the safe disposition of the country's nuclear weapons to prepare for any scenario. Analyst Bonnie Glazer with the Centers for Strategic and International Studies says China is handling this sensitive issue with great caution.
They fear that if they talk to the United States, that it might be misinterpreted by the Trump administration as a green light to go ahead and perhaps even attack North Korea or to cause instability.
While China and Russia were not invited to the Vancouver meeting, U.S. officials say they will be receiving a readout of Tuesday's talks. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day here in the United States. It is a U.S. federal holiday marking King's birthday. He was the chief spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the U.S. civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. The campaign for a federal holiday for King's honor began soon after he was assassinated in 1968. President Ronald Reagan signed the holiday into law in 1983, and it was first observed 3 years later. Got more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.